I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The whereabouts of some family members are still unknown in earthquake-shaken Nepal. The death toll climbed over 8,000 yesterday. International Needs has worked there. Their team is safe. Well, now they're focusing in a small forgotten village called Lamasagu, where they have programs. 15 church members were killed there. IN's Rody Rodehaver.
Our goal is not only just to provide relief supplies, but to build a relationship, to be there as you not only share food, but you can share the living water that Jesus brings.
Support IN's relief work at our website. Next, Bill Clinton recently told CNN that certain policies passed by his administration hinder prisoner rehabilitation. But it isn't just the law posing a challenge for inmates. Crossroad Bible Institute shares one inmate story, Gabriel. He learned it was his grief, drug addiction, and hatred imprisoning him more so than a cell or policies. He learned that Christ was the only rehabilitation he needed. Find his story at our website. And families in the U.S. will celebrate moms this Sunday. But Tom Lothamer of Life Matters Worldwide says it won't be a joyous occasion for all women.
There's a lot of women out there who would love to have a child, but they can't. There's women out there who've had abortions, and now for some reason, maybe they can't have children.
Through pregnancy care centers, Life Matters helps women in the U.S. and abroad. As they care for physical needs, doors open for workers to talk about spiritual things, too. Become a Life Matters prayer partner at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has four big dangers. The Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are and help you tackle them. Get your free copy of the new white paper explaining these four trends. Follow the Haggai link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.